This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 28 for Friday, August 20th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are down sharply on Friday, being pulled back by weakness in the Chicago soy complex and a global lack of demand for edible oils. The November canola contract falls $25.90 at $864.90 per ton. The January contract drops $23.90 at $853.40 per ton. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending August 9th are down from the previous week by more than 14% at over 100,000 tons. Canola exports nudge up 5.5% at over 91,000 tons. Domestic usage exceeds 154,000 tons, but is down 30.5%. Cooler temperatures and rain are the order of the day across the prairies. Highs are expected to peak today in the upper teens to low 20 degrees Celsius. Two systems are bringing much-needed rain to the region. The uncertainty over this year's canola crop and the ever-tightening supply situation are attempting to stem further losses. As the United States dollar holds on to its strength, the Canadian dollar is lower. The loonie is at 77.84 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 78.17. On the final day of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, the soybean pod counts in Iowa are higher than from a year ago, but lower in Minnesota. Also, the tour pegs corn yields in Iowa at 190.8 bushels per acre and 177.4 in Minnesota. The tour's final yield estimates are to be released later today. The 7-day forecast for the U.S. is calling for up to 4 inches of rain in parts of the Midwest. The eastern Corn Belt is likely to see less than an inch. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says over 56% of all crops are in drought. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange slots the Argentina corn harvest at 98.1% complete, with the crop to come in at about 50.5 million tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday. The November contract tumbles 29 cents at $12.91 per bushel. October soy oil falls almost 3.3 cents at 56.76 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal bumps up $1.50 at $3.51.90 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker on Friday. The December contract jumps back 14 cents at $5.37 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the December contract up a nickel at $4.94.50. Wheat futures are weaker on Friday. Chicago December drops 14.5 cents at $7.28. Kansas City December falls 12.5 cents at $7.16. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December loses 3 cents at $9.01.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, August 20th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.